Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got an hour to share vital health information with you. Plus, we're going to take your phone calls. 888-302-3684 gets you right into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question to me about medicine and nutrition. We invite your calls. 888-302-3684. And we got lots to talk about this hour. Let's begin by focusing on a study that sheds light on why omega-3 fatty acids seem to be so beneficial for the brain. Well, you could call it brainwashing, but brainwashing in a good sense, because it turns out that when you sleep, sleep offers the brain an opportunity to literally clean itself out through the system of ventricles and little passageways in the brain. The so-called glymphatic system. It's different than the lymphatic system, which is below the neck, that's responsible for carrying away cellular debris in the rest of the body. In the brain, it's called the glymphatic system, with a G. That comes from the word glia, which are a type of brain cell. And these brain cells generate waste products, and the glymphatic system is essential for clearing away those waste products, because if they accumulate, you experience fatigue and you experience, ultimately, degenerative changes in your brain. So researchers used mice to study whether omega-3 fatty acids could enhance the clearance function of the glymphatic system, the, in effect, a brainwashing system. And what they found is that fish oil supplemented mice improved the clearance function of the glymphatic system compared to the control mice who did not receive fish oil supplementation. The omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids help to maintain the brain homeostasis, which may provide benefits in a number of neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's, traumatic brain injury, and, of course, sleep impairment, which really slows down the cleansing and repair process of the brain, among others. So the researchers say these now famous fatty acids have been the subject of major studies, both in academia and industry. Just when we thought we'd heard everything, here's something new, and it is provocative indeed. So clean your brain, get an oil change, and make sure that your glymphatic system clears debris out of that vulnerable organ. 888-302-3684 is our number. Let's talk to Dan in New Jersey. How you doing?
Good morning, Doctor. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Sure, Dan.
And I have a very perplexing problem, which I'm hoping you can help me with. Age 84, good health, taking all the good nutrients and all the vitamins and flaxseed oils and fish oils and coconut oils and all that. But what I'm experiencing is a lot of foul-smelling flatulence, and the stool is floating, and I'm kind of worried about that.
Okay, so you may have an imbalance in your gastrointestinal tract. You know, notwithstanding the fact that you're doing all the right things, sometimes things go south in terms of the bacterial balance. So, you know, there are ways to get a handle on that. A stool test can provide information in terms of what's going on in the lower gastrointestinal tract, which looks like where the problem is. But there's also something called SIBO, which is small intestine bacterial overgrowth. That's where it occurs above the large intestine and the small intestine. That's more likely to cause burping and belching, but it can cause lower GI symptoms. This is actually a new concept in gastroenterology, is that we now pay attention to the blend of bacteria that inhabit your gut. And so it may be that there's something wrong with that, and so the question is there a dietary manipulation that's going to change that? Sometimes we put people on a a paleo diet, or we modify their fiber intake. Sometimes we can use probiotics to change that. Although, you know, you're probably already taking probiotics, and sometimes the gastrointestinal tract is notoriously resistant to colonization with the right bacteria. So you may require products that suppress the growth of bad bacteria. We use a couple of herbal agents, botanical agents, to suppress bad bacteria. We'd rather use those than the drugs that are now offered, like Xifaxan, popular drug used by gastroenterologists for SIBO. We'll use a product called Candibactin AR, Candibactin BR. These are different forms of botanical mixes that suppress bad bacteria as well as yeast. Olive leaf extract is sometimes helpful. There's also a very potent form of garlic that we use. It's even kind of expensive because it's very concentrated. It's called Alimax. Alimax is a potent extract of allicin from garlic that suppresses the growth of harmful bacteria. And sometimes, you know, I mean, it seems like a trivial concern, but, you know, this is a very real problem and suggests that maybe some things are going awry in your gastrointestinal tract that aren't just a social embarrassment, but may ultimately have an impact on your well-being and health. So, you know, that can be checked out, but, you know, these are, you can try some of these products on your own, or you can get some guidance from a nutritionally oriented physician to see if you can move in the right direction. I thank you for your call.
Has always been about 160, 170, but this time around I noticed it dropped to 137. So could it
That's actually not the greatest sign, because you know, you know, we like to get cholesterol down, but when cholesterol declines in an older person, that's sometimes a sign of poor liver function, you know, which is, you know, maybe associated with overall poor health. But I'm not sure that that's associated with your gastro symptoms. All right, let's move on to this. A lot of people suffer from chronic tiredness and fatigue. I wrote a book about it a few years back called Tired All the Time, How to Regain Your Lost Energy. And I have found that there are precious few things, nutritional supplements, that impact energy, but here's one of them. It's the only nutritional system clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause. It's Propax with NT factor. Whatever the cause, age, illness, or just being run down, Propax with NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre and probiotics, omega-3s, and NT factor, all combined to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients, of course. Propax with NT factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract, which is part of the equation for optimal energy. Clinical trials have shown Propax reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've personally been taking it for years. I don't go a day without it, and I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Once again, the number, 800-982-9158, and we'll be right back with more, and we'll talk about trends in dietary supplement use among adults in the face of all this criticism of dietary supplements. They're worthless, they're harmful. How are American consumers responding? This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
What is it possible to regenerate the joint?
There's a shot at it. You know, look, if you've had an injury for, you know, and I happen to know, I can do the math pretty easily because that's my age, that's 62 or 63 years. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and some program announcements. First of all, follow us on Facebook. Please go to Dr. Ronald Hoffman or Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And hit the like button, and that'll put Intelligent Medicine in your Facebook stream. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by following us on Facebook, as many of you use Facebook. Another new feature at drhoffman.com. If you go to the website, you'll see a little black bar on the right side. You're going to go, well, what's that new little black bar on the right side of your screen? If you click on that, if it says on it, click here to send us a voicemail question. And then when you click on it, it says, hi there, we'd love to get your health questions to play in a future show. Send us a voice message. It's a new electronic widget that lets you record a little message to us. So if you want to record a question, we'll run your question live on our program, and you can get a response to your concern. So go to drhoffman.com and click on that black box and register a comment or question. And finally, there's a time change and station change for our listeners in New York. Many of you are listening to us via WOR in New York City. We've been together on the radio here in the tri-state area for over 25 years. And starting on December 3rd, Intelligent Medicine comes to a new station and a new time. We'll be on WVNJ, which is 1160 on your AM dial, every Saturday from noon to 1 instead of from 1 to 2. And, of course, we'll provide you with the same cutting-edge health information and medical news that you've come to depend on Intelligent Medicine. So the new show, starting December 3rd, you got the whole month of November still on WR, but starting December 3rd, WVNJ, 1160 a.m., Saturdays from noon to 1. And mark that down on your calendars. 888-302-3684 is our number. And I promised to tell you about new trends in dietary supplement use among U.S. adults. And so here's the deal. There's been withering criticism of supplement use among in the media. And in the face of that, you might expect, well, there's going to be decline in confidence among consumers about the reliability and safety and benefits of supplements. So they did a survey in 1999, and then they did a survey again in 2012. And what they found is during the 14-year study period, overall supplement use did not change at all. The majority of folks in the United States, 52%, reported recent use of supplements in both periods, 1999 to 2000 and 2011 to 2012. But there was a change in some of the trends. First of all, multivitamins took a hit. They went from 37% to 31%, still a substantial proportion of people taking them. Vitamin C declined slightly, 42% to 36%. Vitamin E took a hit, 41% to 34%. But fish oil enjoyed an astronomical increase in popularity from 1% to 12%. Vitamin D, 5% to 19%. I take some credit for that, because we've been talking about that incessantly here in the past 15 years or so. And use of glucosamine and chondroitin, for example, that didn't change at all. So the authors of this study, they're a little disappointed. They say, with few exceptions, the mostly negative studies of dietary supplements during the past two decades have had little influence on use of these supplements. So they're disappointed that all that negativity about supplements didn't sink in. 888-302-3684 is a number. And this item is about resveratrol. Resveratrol, it turns out, can lower testosterone in a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. Okay, PCOS, a condition that afflicts a high percentage of women to a greater extent or lesser extent, it's on a spectrum. There's some women who have a tremendous obesity, excess body hair, and they're invariably diabetic. And then there are other women who seem to be relatively normal, but they have irregular periods. It's hard for them to get pregnant, and they may have excess acne. Okay, too many androgens, too much DHEA and testosterone. So how do you treat that? Well, there are natural ways to treat it. Dichiroinositol and even regular myoinositol seem to be effective at curbing symptoms. A low-carb diet is helpful. Vitamin D is helpful. And now resveratrol joins the repertoire of natural treatments for PCOS. So if you have PCOS, consider resveratrol. 1,500 milligrams of resveratrol was beneficial at lowering total testosterone levels by over 23%. In PCOS, according to a recent trial. Metformin, which is a drug popularly used for treatment of excess testosterone in PCOS, didn't do hardly as well. It only reduced testosterone 8%, so, and oral contraceptives 19%. So resveratrol outperformed both oral contraceptives and metformin or glucophage by significant margin, a natural therapy for PCOS. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll take more of your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
It takes guts to survive this political season. To keep your guts and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. So cast your vote this political season for the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Hypertension, serious problem that afflicts, tens of millions of Americans, and mostly treated with drugs. And these drugs all have consequences. I was just talking to a patient who came to me to get off blood pressure medication, and he said, you just feel different. And sexual performance is an issue for many taking these medications. So if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. Patients at the Hoffman Center are using it on my recommendation. They like it. I have found it helpful, and now we're offering it to you. The Zona Plus is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. It guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology, and there are now 22 clinical studies that validate the results. You can get an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use of the Zona Plus with no negative side effects, unlike drugs. Good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and the American Heart Association. Try it risk-free. We're now working with Zona Health to offer you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. Here's how you find out more. Go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. All right, let's get to questions. 888-302-3684. By the way, there's a way to pose questions now on our website. You can leave an audio message on our website at drhoffman.com, or you can email your question to radioprogram@aol.com, and we'll answer your question during our weekly Q&A with Layla. But we've got live callers. Michael from Minnesota, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
Good, thanks.
My question is regarding kefir water. We make our own kefir water here at home for the probiotic benefit.
Yeah.
But we're also trying to limit our processed sugar consumption. So We use whole sugar to make the kefir water.
Yeah.
And, of course, it goes through the fermentation process. And I'm wondering how deleterious that sugar is to our overall health once it's been through the fermentation process.
Well, here's the thing. When you take sugar and you ferment it, you're breaking down the sugar. It's transformed into carbon dioxide, and it's transformed into acetic acid. So you're using it as a starter. That's going to make it work better. Usually, there's enough sugar in the dairy, but I guess you're using the sugar to boost the fermentation process.
Well, and we're not doing dairy. We're not doing kefir milk, but kefir water.
Oh, kefir water. Oh,
so it's,
bingo.
It's the water raw sugar, raw sugar.
That's why, you know, I was wondering, you know, why would you add sugar if you're making regular kefir? You know, you have enough milk sugar, which is lactose, for the ferment to work on. See, in fermentation, you got to have a sugar source. So it can be anything. It could be, you know, any carbohydrate. That's how they make, you know, all the alcoholic beverages in the world that you know. You know, tequila is made from cactus, and vodka is made from wheat or potatoes, and beer is made from barley or malt. And so virtually anything can be fermented with yeast or sometimes bacteria. It's called sourdough fermentation. But you need a little carbohydrate to start it. So you got to have the sugar. The sugar will break down to a large extent. You're not going to get, you know, maybe there's a little residual sugar, depending on how long you allow the fermentation to proceed. But so what does it taste like?
it tastes very good. In fact, when you add coconut water to it.
Yes, that's a good way to go because, see, some people are really sensitive to dairy. They prefer not to have dairy, and they want the benefits of coconut. And that's a really good, very healthy thing for the gastrointestinal tract because you get the anti-inflammatory properties of the coconut, the medium-chain triglycerides, or MCTs, which are great for gut health, and then you get the beneficial probiotics, the live bacteria that restore the microbiome. So that's a really good formula to use. I'll have to.
So bottom line, don't worry about the sugar that remains in the water, though. I'll go ahead and just.
It's trivial. It's
drink
trivial.
It. Good health is trivial. Perfect.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Michael, for sharing that. You got a recipe for our listeners? How do you do it? You get a starter and you use a couple of tablespoons of sugar and water? And
yeah, we actually bought the starter online, the kefir. They call them kefir grains.
Okay. Yeah,
and
I know those. They're like little curds.
The kefir grains, and in fact, it would be a quart of water and a fourth of a cup of this raw sugar.
Right.
And mix it all up. And typically, I let it ferment for about 36 hours. That we're finding that is about the optimal for flavor and for or processing so that people get a good end product. And then I add the coconut water to it at that point in time.
Of course, at a warm temperature to allow the fermentation.
Yeah,
but also, what you know, at the end of the process, it's probably a lot less sugary than if you just dumped a quarter cup of sugar in some water and drank it, right? I presume.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was just concerned that there'd be enough left to be contradicting our healthy lifestyle as far as diet,
and getting
too much sugar.
No, the longer you go, the more the sugar will be broken down into byproducts.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate your time and your show and your expertise. It's very helpful for all of us out here in trying to remain in a healthy lifestyle.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it, Michael. 888-302-3684 as we answer questions. Let's talk to David, who's in Wisconsin. How you doing, David?
Just fine. Dr. Hoffman, I have a couple questions. First one, I live rural, so I have my own well, and there's concern for nitrates in the water.
Mm-hmm. That comes from fertilizer, yeah.
Yes, but how does that compare with nitrous oxide?
Mm-hmm. Well, nitrous oxide, laughing gas, and that's something you get in the dentist's office for anesthesia. And dietary nitrates are actually beneficial. I don't know. I'd have to talk to a water expert to find out what the presence of nitrates means in a well, because it suggests that you're getting literally some fertilizer that is leaching through the water table, getting into your water supply. And, whether that itself is bad for you or whether it's simply an indication of leaching of other harmful products into your water supply, I'm not sure. But dietary nitrates are actually helpful. They're the basis for products like Super Beets, which dilate your blood vessels, promote circulation. And, of course, that's the Viagra principle. Viagra is, works via nitric oxide, which promotes circulation and vasodilation, or opening up of blood vessels, particularly in one part of your anatomy. And, certain heart drugs work that way, too, like nitroglycerin. So I'm not sure that that's entirely a deleterious effect, unless there are other chemicals involved.
The second question is, how do you spell Protex? P-R-O-T-E-X?
Well, what is Protex? I'm not even sure.
I'm not spelling it right.
No. Now what you're talking about. You're talking about Propax. P-R-O-P-A-X.
P-R-O-P-A-X.
And I should spell it, okay? So the product in question is Propax. And Propax is the name of the multivitamin mineral formula with probiotics, and they include some fish oil. But the active ingredient with it is NT Factor, and you can go to the website ntfactor.com to find out about NT Factor and Propax. And there's a variety of forms in which they offer this valuable ingredient. The NT Factor, I think, is the completely original component within Propax, okay? But Propax, the idea being that it's a pack, literally a little pack, which has everything you need for daily use, including NT Factor, which is the well-studied agent which promotes energy in the mitochondria. Okay?
The spelling is P-R-O-P-A-X.
P-A-A-X, correct. Okay? Thank you for your call. Let's talk to Leo. Welcome. How you doing, Leo?
Good.
Fairfield,
how are you, Doctor?
Connecticut. You're up in Fairfield, Connecticut. Nice
That's
part of the
That's great.
World.
How are you doing, Doctor?
Good, thanks.
I have a problem that I believe it might be gout, and I'm going to verify on Monday with a doctor. The last 4 to 6 weeks, I had a problem in my big toe area, just below the toe in that joint, and it would go away, it would come and would go, and now it's progressed.
That sounds like gout, yeah.
Yeah, it progressed into my ankle area, and I've been limping around the last couple of days. Quite helplessly, and again, there was some swelling in my ankle and my foot area there too, and it does sound like gout. I do drink red wine. I don't eat much meat, but I'm wondering if there's any product, a natural product, and I'm sure I'll be prescribed something if it is gout on Monday to alleviate it. But is there any natural product or products that help to alleviate uric acid?
Sure. Yeah, so let's presume that you have that. I mean, you have to get a test, you know, to measure your uric acid. Sometimes they'll put a needle in and draw out some of the fluid if there's swelling to see if they're uric acid crystals. But the diagnosis can be made without putting a needle into the joint. So, you know, here's a common misconception about this. I mean, it's partially right, is that gout is the result of eating too much red meat. And that is partially true because purines in animal cells contribute to the production of uric acid in some susceptible individuals. And so, you know, the suggestion is you don't have as much in the way of especially red meat or dark meat from fish and poultry, because that's rich in purines. But another way to alleviate gout is to reduce your intake of carbohydrates that contain no purines whatsoever. So no, there's no animal protein in bagels, for example, or orange juice. But in particular, fructose from fruit sugar, especially when it's concentrated in juice, can raise levels of uric acid. So when we put people on a gout diet, we say, okay, the type of protein that you want, maybe in this case you want to have more eggs and dairy as your source of protein, less in the way of animal flesh. But also don't have a lot of carbohydrates, because the carbohydrates will drive the production of uric acid in your body. In terms of natural things for gout, you know, reduce the inflammation, you can use fish oil. Devil's claw is a specific herb that seems to help to reduce the inflammation in gout. And vitamin C appears to be helpful for reducing uric acid levels. So those are some things that you can try. And we have a nice article at drhoffman.com about gout. Just put the term gout into the search box at drhoffman.com and you'll find a comprehensive article about strategies for addressing gout. Thank you very much for your call. As I say, 888-302-3684 is our number. And we'll be right back with more Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and let's talk to Cheryl, because Cheryl got cut off earlier, and she's persistent. She's back. She's from New York City. Thanks for your call, Cheryl.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
Hi. I've been plagued for a year now with dizziness, and it's not a vertigo where you're spinning, turning.
Yeah.
It's just like a disorientation, lightheadedness.
Mm-hmm.
And medical doctors I've been to have put me on Maclizine.
Yeah, but that's nasty. There's side effects. You feel drowsy and dry mouth without. It's not a happy drug.
Yeah, so I wasn't happy on that. I now was put on Mucinex, over-the-counter Mucinex, suggested that I take that.
Right, because possibly you have allergies and congestion that's causing the problem. Okay.
Possibly yeah. middle ear or yeah. inner ear.
Yeah.
One ENT doctor had said I had Meniere's, but mm-hmm. then backed off of that
right.
diagnosis.
So a tough kind of problem. So, okay, let's break it down. You know, dizziness, there are a variety of causes. You know, it could be related to low blood pressure. Many, especially older individuals, are on too much blood pressure medication, makes them feel weak and dizzy. The other thing that happens is that as you age, both your vestibular apparatus, which is the balance center of the ear, age, and they give aberrant signals to your brain. And actually, there are brain changes in the cerebellum, which is the balance center of the brain. So double trouble in the inner ear and in the brain. And that's a tougher kind of problem. Sometimes we use ginkgo biloba to enhance circulation. There's some studies that suggest that ginkgo is helpful for Meniere's. There's ENT therapies like an Epley maneuver that sometimes helps people with balance problems, but presumably your ENTs have thought of that or maybe didn't think you were a candidate for it. There's also something called vestibular rehabilitation, which means that you go through a series of rehab exercises where you gradually learn to acclimate to changes in position and you become more and more tolerant. And I found that many patients who have dizziness, I once experienced not severe dizziness, but sort of an uncomfortable disorientation while I was driving. I couldn't sit in a train and read, you know, the motion disturbed me. I couldn't be a passenger in a car. And what really helped that was getting rid of the foods I was allergic to. I was a little bit careless about my consumption of wheat and dairy. And now that I've fully eliminated them for a long period of time, it seems that, those, you know, even though I'm, you know, a decade or two older, these problems seem to have been alleviated. So sometimes, you know, it's a matter of identifying allergies, which may cause inner ear problems. So, you know, there's no single solution for this, and it can be a challenging problem. And it is inherently a process that's related to aging. But sometimes we can target it appropriately and help patients who suffer from chronic dizziness. That's, I think, the best we can do. So let's talk now to Betty. Welcome. How are you doing, Betty?
Oh, thank you. I have a problem. I had a surgery on my femur bone in June.
Uh-huh. Did you break it? Did you
yes,
break it?
Yes, I did. I fell.
Hey, you and me both. Yeah, it happened to me, too.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, it happens to men, too. But
yeah. Well, I fell off a bicycle, you know, so it wasn't due to osteoporosis.
Oh.
So you had a little pin put in there or a rod?
I had a rod.
Yeah.
They put a rod in. I went back to the surgeon. She took an x-ray. Mm-hmm. She said, that's all healed. But now I'm dealing with the muscles in the leg.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on in therapy ever since.
Right.
And I think I'm trying to.
You're trying to build muscle.
Build it up. Yeah. Now, how about whey protein?
Whey protein is excellent, and you know what you might do is add some coconut to that because that adds calories. You might take creatine because creatine is for muscle builders. I mean, that's what the muscle heads use, but it may even have some cognitive benefits. So those are some things that can help. Leucine is helpful for older people to put on muscle. It's an amino acid, L-leucine. Recently got a very nice email from someone who just want to share with me. You know, often I get emails, you know, ask me this, ask me that. And this is just a, you know, feedback, and they wanted me to hear about it. Is the person broke an elbow? And person in the 60s, they fell, they broke an elbow. And for a while, they didn't pay attention to it, didn't go to the doctor. But when they went to the doctor, it was ascertained the elbow was broken. But based on what they've heard me talk about as a bone-strengthening agent, they began taking strontium at that time. And the doctor was amazed because he said the recovery was just unprecedented. The rapidity with which the bone knit and healed properly was remarkable in the case of this person who shared with me their outcome. So strontium can sometimes be helpful after a fracture to assist with bone remineralization. Also, Ostinol is another product that we use for people who had fractures and for osteoporosis, O-S-T-I-N-O-L. And you can find all these products at drhoffman.com. A final story that I want to share with you. If you're dizzy, you get a CAT scan. If you fall on your head, you might get a CAT scan. If you have visual disturbances, CAT scan, CAT scan, CAT scan of the head. And what they're saying here is that more humans than ever are exposed to higher levels of radiation from medical equipment and even airplanes. Frequent travel in airplanes has been known to cause more exposure to ionized radiation above certain altitudes. They say that now large numbers of people are increasingly exposed to radiation from various sources, and they now suspect that even relatively low radiation doses, similar to those received from a few CT scans, could trigger molecular changes associated with cognitive dysfunction and even Alzheimer's. The hippocampus can be affected. That's the memory section, part of the brain. So be sparing in your use of diagnostic CT scans, especially the head. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook. Have a great weekend.